Chevra, always a schuss to be together. Always a schuss to be together, Shabbos Kodesh, to prepare for Shabbos, to prepare for the holiest day of the year. But specifically during Aseret Tshuva, to prepare for the first Shabbos of the year, first Shabbos of Tashin Pei Beis. Bez Hashem, a big year we're ready for. Big year. Hopefully there's already a ksiva l'chaim. Hopefully we don't really need these days. Maybe we know. We take these days very seriously. We take these various days very seriously because we're choshesh that we're beinonim. But tzaddikim, we're already nechtav l'chaim. And we're hoping that's each and every one of us and our families and all of Klal Yisrael. And we don't really need these days as the way we needed Elul and the way we needed Rosh Hashanah. It's already good. It's already simcha. In fact, already today, I got a Baruch Hashem, a beautiful call from a very special Talmud, Yidid Nafshi, Mordechai Bennett, and his wife Adasa had a baby girl this morning. So right away, went straight to simcha. Straight to simcha, immediately. Immediately to simcha, and that was with Mordechai and his wife Adasa. They're sponsoring all the Torah and the Chizuk and Soros tonight. And this chus to, first of all, say, Hoydu Lashem, Kito, Kilim Chasto, to give a karsa tov to the Eibishter for their baby girl. And as well as a bracha Bez Hashem, that this new Medela and all their other children should be Zoicha, just to grow, be your Shemayim, Oyve Hashem. Shomer Torah mitzvahs, Bali Midos, in every way Bez Hashem is Baruch. Mordechai and Adas are people, Mamish, are very special to me on a personal level, but they want everything that we want here, you know? In a very, very real way. He's in Baltimore, so he's not here too often in person. But he's what we're all about, and that's very special. For Hashem and Menadashi V'zeichet, only Simcha and Bracha. Happens to be tonight also is we're going to say the Shir, L'Nishmas Mezedi, who's Yortzeit is Shabbos Kodesh, Yortzeit is tomorrow night, Yitzchuk Ben Moshe HaKoyen. Zaidi was a very special person. He was one of the most special people in the world that I had the schuss to know. And we'll talk a little bit about him maybe in this year, in the 5 minutes more, maybe so even. But Bez Hashem, well, he was someone who loved Torah, who loved Yiddishkeit, who loved Yiddin. You know, sometimes we love Torah and we love Yiddishkeit, but sometimes Yiddin are, you know, a little more difficult. He loved Yiddin in such a special way, also. And Meir Hashem, all the Torah should be a big schuss for his neshama. Should be a male lejoisha for our mishpacha, and b'zoicha be tanting shilch kena b'mehera b'yameinu.
Amen.
Samus says, even though I said hopefully each and every one of us was nechtav l'chaim, none of us know. None of us know what the din was. It's one of the mysteries of the world. We go through and we're davening and davening for Tzuchrein al-Chaim, al-Chavit b'Chaim, Kosveinu b'Sefer al-Chaim, Sefer al-Chaim, Baruch v'Shalom panos ha-Toyva, Nizachim, and Nikosev, we're davening, and we came out. We're supposed to have bitachon that it was good, but we don't know. We don't know. It's because of that we have to make the most of Aseret Yemei Teshuva. We have to make the most of these days, and especially coming out of Rosh Hashanah, how could we not? You know, even if, hopefully we did, we all had that bracha. You know what it is? Even though we may not need these days in the same way, but how can we not be doing tshuva during these days? You know, at a Talmud, a very special Talmud, who asked me today, he sent me a text. He wanted to know, after Rosh Hashanah, a very famous question, I'm sure many of us here have asked. He wanted to know, why is it that Yom Kippur's after Rosh Hashanah should be pumfakert? Meaning what? If Rosh Hashanah is Yom Hadin, Rosh Hashanah, it's when the Eibishter is deciding the new year, and it's the first day of the new year. So first we should do all the tshuva. Rosh Hashanah, there was no tshuva. Rosh Hashanah, you paid attention to the tefillos, we read the words. Hopefully we're in minyanim that gave us enough time to read the words. Hashem Yerachim and the minyanim that didn't. But we weren't doing vida, we weren't clapping al chait. So maybe it should be the opposite. We should have Yom Kippur first. Al chet shechatano, do all the vidoy, come clean, and then be tar, be clean and ready to then be mamlech Hashem and have a din for bracha and simcha. So there are very many answers Sadiqim speak about this. But what I said to him, what I shared with him, which I believe is Emes Shvamito, is that the Emes is, if you don't have Rosh Hashanah, we don't even know what to do tshuva on. See, what was Rosh Hashanah for each and every one of us, hopefully it was a day of Kirvas Elokim. A day of Bimamlech Hashem. But read, just avoid of just reading Tfilos and thinking about what they meant. How can you not walk away recognizing who the Rabbeinu Shalom is in this world, who he is in my life, what he does for me? The godless Habayre. And when you revitalize that in our life in Rosh Hashanah, then you walk away looking at yourself and say, wait a minute, I have to improve, I have to grow, I have to step up. This is my Rabbeinu Shalom, this is my Tata. And then I start recognizing all the things I thought, not such a big deal. When you realize how great the Rabbeinu Shalom is, suddenly they are a big deal. So the impetus to be able to do proper tshuva, to grow, is a Rosh Hashanah. So then I could do tshuva and come to Yom Kippur. So even if, not even, again, I don't want to, again, not the word if, it's the wrong word. Baruch Hashem, Bez Hashem, each and every one of us already has a year of bracha and coming our way, a year of geula, a year of Yeshua. But now for sure we've had the need to still do tshuva. We need to work on ourselves. So I want to share some special Torah. A lot of this is from Rav Sholem Shadran. I don't know if you ever have that. For some reason, I found it's not learned as much anymore. But he has a sefer called Doi Didoi Fake. It's mamish of pearls. Every page is like, I don't know how you could go through El and Sar Shmei Tshuva without the sefer. If you don't have it yet, it's still, go get it tomorrow. I would say tonight, but I don't know if anyone's open. But tomorrow, Vada, go get it even for the last few days to learn some of it. Mamish will change your life. It's life, you know, this beautiful svarim, and any Torah could change your life. Torah has. It's Chaim here. But certain Torahs are exciting. It'll bring us to Tants. But maybe the next day it's like, okay, I'm the same person. And then there's Torahs you could learn that Mamish are transformative. Every page in the Sefer is transformative. It's unbelievable. So, you know, these are days also, if we go back to the beginning of these days, Rav Tzadok always tells us to really, truly understand what we're involved in. We have to understand the first. So what created that these are days of tshuva, what created that, you could say goes back to Chet Eitz Hadas, obviously, because that happened on Rosh Hashanah. But as a klal, as a tzibur, vada tzchet ha'egel. As we know, because the culmination of all these days is Yom Kippur. What was the godless of Yom Kippur? Yom shel slicha mechila, yom shenitna bat lucha shnius, after Chet Egel. And the 40 days starting Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur are the days that Moshe Rabbeinu was up in Shemayim davening on our behalf, and these are these days. So let's talk about that, the Chet Egel, a little bit. And understand why it was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu almost destroyed us. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy us, he said to Moshe Rabbeinu. In Parshas Kisisa, Perek Lamed Beis, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe, Lech Reid Ki Shicheis Amcha. Hashem calls Moshe, says, "Go back down. Your people are destructive. Your people are Asher Aleisa Meretz Mitzrayim. The ones you took out of Mitzrayim, those your people. You have no idea what they're doing down there. Saru Maher Min Aderech. They've quickly turned away from the proper path. Asher Sivisa Masu Asulam Egel Masecha. They turned away from all you've done. They made an egel." They're bowing to it. They're serving it. This is our God. He tells Moshe what's going on. That's one statement. But now there's a second. That statement's finished. Because there's an introduction in the next pasuk. That's Vayomer Hashem Moshe. New statement. I saw this nation and they're stubborn. So now leave me. And I'm so angry at them, I'm going to destroy them. And I'll make you into a great nation. Right? We all know this. But do we pick up what's going on here in these pesukim? Shalom Shadran points out. Kodesh Baruch Hu points out the eagle to Moshe Rabbeinu. But he doesn't say at that point, because of the eagle, I'm going to destroy them. That statement's over. New statement. Vayomer Hashem Moshe. You know what I saw about this nation and why I want to destroy them? Because they're Am Kshei Oryafu. Because they're stubborn-natured. And what does Rashi say, Am Kshei Oryaf? L'neged mochichehem. Umameinem lishmoa. Those who try to give them chizik and musr
They refrain from listening. They're stubborn and they're not willing to change. They're not willing to admit to their wrongdoing. That stubbornness is why Hashem wants to destroy them. Mom is incredible. Now 15, they went. Imagine this. This is the Rabboni Shalom. The Rabboni Shalom takes us out of Mitzrayim, brings Esther Makos, miracle after miracle like the world hasn't seen from the time of creation of the world. Splits the sea, destroys the Egyptians, is giving us Mon from Shemayim, Bar Miriam. And then, according to their calculation, they're a few hours off and Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't come back, right? Like Mamish, within a day, Egelzov. We all know all the Mefarshim, whether it was a medium, a mechanism. I'm not going to get into all that. Bottom line was, Egel Hazov, their mom is dancing and serving and bowing to an Egel Hazov because they're off a day in their calculation of Moshe should come back. This people that he just, spectacular miracles like never else in history, they spit in his face. That, he doesn't say he's going to destroy us. That part, I'm just telling you, by the way, it's pretty bad down there. But you know why I want to destroy them? Because they're stubborn. Because they're not listening to Chur. And they're not listening to understand that they've done wrong. There's a tremendous insight here. And a tremendous understanding in Avinu Shebashamayim. You see, and we see this from the Egel, from the worst of sins in all of history. And whatever we've done, and every single one of us, we've done it. In Tzadik Bar Shlo Yechta. But let's be real, it doesn't compare to the Egel. So we have our personal temptations, we have our taivas we give in to. Nobody here is spitting God's face in such a way. Nobody here would do that. We love Hashem. We also sometimes love ourselves a little too much. But we love Hashem. So even the Egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Egel was bad, destructive. But that's not why I'm going to destroy them. I destroy them because they're stubborn. What does that mean? So Rav Shlomo Shadron explains so beautifully. He says HaKadosh Baruch Hu created each and every one of us. He's our Avinu Shebashamayim. He's the Borei Alma. He created each and every one of us. And he knows that he created each and every one of us with our perfect imperfections. Meaning, there's no one that's perfect in that sense. And therefore, he knows that we are Bali Taivan, we have a Yetahara, and we're lazy, and we're going to mess up. Moshe Rabbeinu hit a rock. Moshe Rabbeinu. Bring your chip in here. Moshe Rabbeinu hit a rock. Moshe Rabbeinu hit a rock. If Moshe Rabbeinu could mess up and not be allowed in Eretz Yisrael, Aryeh Cohen could mess up. And Klal Yisrael could mess up and bring Egel. And they bring Egel. You know what Hashem says? You mess up, you do a sin. I understand. I'm an all-forgiving God. I'm merciful. I'm the one who created you. I know you're going to sin. But then after you sin, you're not willing to admit to it. After you sin, you're not willing to be a man and to listen to Chizik, and to say that I've done wrong, you don't deserve to be on my planet. I'm destroying you. It's a big yisod. It's a big yisod. You see, each and every one of us, Hashem says, I'll give you all the chances in the world. But just be real and be honest. Don't hide. Happens to be, the Medrash says the same was by Adam Rishon, actually. We said these are Adam's blood. Adam Rishon, even after the Eitz Hadas, if you read the Medrash well, Hashem didn't throw him out yet of Gan Eden and wasn't going to. It was only when he starts blaming his wife and not admitting to what he does wrong, that's when, Gairish, I'm going to get rid of you, throw you out of Gan Eden. He could have stayed in Gan Eden. If he would have immediately said, Chatasi. If he would have immediately said Chatasi, he could have stayed in Gan Eden. We could have still been there. It's not the sin itself. It's not taking responsibility. It's not being willing to admit to it. That's what Eibishter says. That I'm not gonna bear. The Beferish Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, in the second parak, the Pasuk says, Hinani Nishbat Oisach I'm going to bring judgment upon you when?
Al amreich lok chatasi. When you say I didn't sin.
Meaning, not on the sin itself, not when we mess up, the mishpat, the judgment's going to come when you say I didn't sin. When you're so haughty and not willing to step up and take responsibility and say, I admit I did wrong.
And by the way, we're going to suggest tonight, for these days, Aseret Metshuva, Yom Kippurim, at this point, that's actually all we need to do. That's all we need to do.
All we need to do at this point, tshuva, is admit I've done wrong. Look into our life and look into the areas, whether it's that I haven't learned enough, I haven't davened well enough, I've been a Baal Taiva, I've been looking at things I shouldn't be looking at, whatever the area is that I realize that I'm real about, and admit I've done wrong. Oh, Rebbe, what about actually changing Kabbalah al-Asid and Charata? I'll show you, it's Beferish in the Rambam.
Listen to this, Mamish, listen to this. Rambam Perek Aleph Halach Aleph. Now what do we see from the Rambam? And really, and we see this, Mamish, if you just pay attention to your Tfilas and Yom Kippur. What's the Iker of Tshuva is Vidoy? Iker of Tshuva is Vidoy. That's what we do all Yom Kippur long. Like non-stop. Al-Chei Chachtano, Al-Chei Chachtano, Al-Chei Chachtano. 10 times, all Yom Kippur, all we're doing is Vidoy. All we're doing. Not much focus if you're paying attention on Kabbalah Asid. Not much focus on Charata. Vidoy. Non-stop. Vidoy. Just confessing. Just admitting I've done wrong. But what is that Vidoy? So if you look in Hilchos Tshuva, Aleph Aleph, the Rambam says, Ketzad Mizvadin. How do you confess? Omar Ana Hashem Chatasi Avisi Peshati Levenecha. I've sinned. In all different types of sins, we're not going to get into the difference between a chait and avon, but whoever knows, right? I've sinned. Vasisi kach kach. But then also part of vidoy in the Rambam Alach Alav Alav, very nechamti yiboyishti b'masai. I regret. I feel bad. I would wish I could take back, and I'm embarrassed by what I've done wrong. So that's already another step. It's not just admittance. And now, and Viter, listen to the Rambam, Ula Oilam Eini Chayzer L'Davarzeh. And you also say, I will never go back and do it again. Kabbalah Lassid. And the Rambam ends, V'zehu Ikro Shel Vidoy. So in other words, Lefi that Rambam, Aleph Aleph, Vidoy is all-encompassing. All the different steps of tshuvas we learn about. Confession, Charata, Kabbalah Lassid, it's all there. He said, Rabbi, I thought you just said all you have to do is admit. So that's how Aleph Aleph. Now the Rambam seems to contradict himself. If you look in Perek Beis Halakha Ches, what does Rambam say? Havidoy shenagu bo kol Yisrael. The vidoy, that's the minhag, the custom that we should do, is what? Just the following words. Avol anachnu chatanu. But we sinned. And the Rambam says, v'hu, same word, but v'hu ikr havidoy. Wait, Rambam. In Perek Aleph, Halakha Aleph, ikr shavidoy is chatasi yivisi pishati. And now you're saying Iker Vidoy is what? Avlo Nachtu Chtanu. Which one's Iker Vidoy? You pay close attention. I remember the first time I was pointed this out was Rav Meir Tversky Shlita. The NCS by Kolal, summer of 2000. 21 years ago. It's my first year married. I was on Entzis Okolo with my wife. It was an incredible summer. It was the last year that Entzis Okolo was in Efrat. Mamish, gorgeous. It was incredible. It was the first year that Rav Tversky and Rav Schechter came on Entzis Okolo. That was their first year. We had really special times. Really special times. If I showed you pictures, you know, like Shai was like a little boy. And Yomi. We used to have every Matzah Shabbos, we'd go to Rav Schechter and the Rebbetzin into their house where they were like living. And we'd have like a little kumzitz. And the Rebbetzin would play piano. And Rav Schechter would like sing and like mamish like Rav Shlomo Karbach, tell stories. I don't know if he still does this stuff on Kolo, but like, unbelievable. He would talk about when they were dating and how they got engaged and like, unbelievable. And very special times. and Rav Tursky. Rav Tursky used to play ball with us. Rav Tursky, I went jeeping with Rav Tursky. I have a great, myself, my wife, Rav Tursky and his wife. We went on a jeep together, Rav Tursky. I still remember he had a Chicago Bulls cap he was wearing. I asked him if he liked Michael Jordan. He looked at me and smiled. I don't know. I'm not sure what that meant. I don't know if he knew who he was or not, but anyways. So that year also, Elul was very early, like this year. And already in Antizakola was Rosh Chodesh Elul. And he gave a tshuva drasha. And he pointed out, I'm not going to go through that drasha right now, but he pointed out a few differences in the Rambam and pointed out, if you read carefully, the Rambam in Perek Aleph is talking about tshuva all year long. Tshuva all year long. If I want to do proper vidoy in Echvestish, in December, in Kislev, in Teves, in Shvat, it takes serious tshuva. It takes me admitting to what I've done wrong, regretting what I've done wrong, embarrassed by it. Kabbalah Asid. Perek Beis at this point is a whole different type of tshuva. If you look in Halacha Zayin, we read Halacha Ches, but if you look in Halacha Zayin, the Rambam begins, Yom HaKippurim, Huzman Tshuva L'chol Yachid L'Rabim, V'Keit Mechil Aslichal Yisrael. There's a different tshuva of Yom Kippur. There's a different tshuva of these days. Tshuva's in the air. Ashreichim Yisrael, Lifnei Miyatam Tara, Mi Metara Eschem Avicham Shva Shamayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu's here and wants to be Metaras. And therefore tshuva is different these days. There's a halavai. Yes, of course there's a classic tshuva. And halavai, if I could go and do every step. But you know what? If I'm not ready for that, there's another tshuva. Aval anach lochatana. Ikra vidoy of Yom Kippur. Just aval anach lochatana. Just admit that I've done wrong. That's all Hashem wants us to do. Just say, I know I messed up. And Hashem will bring us crazy tahara. Hashem will take us to places we didn't even know. I shared this in a woman's share last week. I don't know if I've ever listened to it. So it just came to me, a beautiful remezel davar. The Mishnah of Rabbi Akiva, the last Mishnah in Yuma. So everybody looks at that Mishnah. It's talking about Lag BaOmer, obviously. That's right. That's when we're singing. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Sheikh talking about Lag BaOmer. So you're so Omer those days. Days of Rabbi Akiva. So there's no question that they're talking about these days. There's no question they're also talking about these days. That these are the days of Lufnei Hashem Titaru. These are these days, right? There's no Shaila. So why does it start? The Slamin Rebbe in Siva Shalom has such a beautiful Torah. Some of the Chevra have shared this with this Torah. Maybe you've seen it inside. Where he says, "Why Amar Rebbe Kiva, Ashreichem L'Shirah, Lifnei Miyatam Tar, Umi Metar Eschem, Avichem Mishashmayim." In front of who do you purify yourself? And who purifies you? Hashem and Shemayim. So why does Rabbi Kiva have to say it in two different ways, from two different angles? Just say it once, Lifnei Miyata Mataren, or Umi Matarskim. That's saying the same thing from each angle. Either you purify yourself in front of Hashem, or Hashem purifies you. Shkoyach. Say it once. So Siva Shalom says the most beautiful thing. He says, if it's talking about the days of Sira, he says, me is Gematria 50. Lifnei me. Before you get to the 50th day Shavuos, Atem Etaren, you have to purify yourself. The days of Sefirot Omer, tremendous days of growth. Work on yourself. Umi, and you get to the 50, Metar Eschem Avichem Shemayim. Hashem will bring you to the most beautiful places. I've shared this before, some of the Chevra might remember. Or maybe you've seen it in the Siva Shalom. Siva Shalom over there in the Aleph Beis by a piece called Amar Bekiv or something like that, I think. So I was thinking about it this year, but it has to be talking about these days as well. When did the days of tshuva begin these days? When did these days of tshuva begin? So most of the chevra, I know, is thinking Rosh Chodesh Elul. Right? Most of the chevra is thinking they begin Rosh Chodesh Elul. That's when we start blowing shofar, David Hashem Arvishi. I'll tell you when I always believe these days began. Every year I think like this. That day that we sat on the floor. Maybe some of the chevra looking around were in Hask. I don't know if you guys sat on the floor there. You know, it's a different. But Lemaisa, the rest of us. The rest of us. I don't know if you knew with Tisha, you know, but for good reason. Baruch Hashem. But those of us that had Tisha B'Av is this day of recognizing all the galus and all the tzaras, and the galus and tzaras that we've had this, forget it, throughout history, and the galus and tzaras that we had this past year. This past year was a tough year. Past year was full of avelos. But what's the purpose? Just to be sad?
The purpose is to recognize that if we're still in this amount of goals, there's so much more I need to do. This, again, I don't know why these particular tzaras happen. We'll never, maybe, but I know that I have to be more. So that's the impetus. That's the beginning of Yemei Tshuva. Is the nechama comes through my avoida, my what I can do to change the trajectory of the world. When did that begin? Tisha B'Av.
Tisha B'Av is exactly 50 days before Rosh Hashanah. Lifnei me, before I get to the 50th Rosh Hashanah, Ata Mitarim.
You go and work on yourself and mitarim yourself. How so? Through the tshuva of Perek Aleph. Charata, Kabbalah Asid. Umi, you get to the 50th Rosh Hashanah, that starts a whole new world. Then I'm entering to Aser Shmei Tshuva. Then I'm entering to Yom Kippur Dikah Tshuva. Umi, mitaret avichem shavayim. Hashem's going to purify you. If you do your avoida, now it's time just to Hashem. But how? I still have to do something. Avon achnu chatanu. Just admit I did wrong. At least admit I did wrong. Don't be stubborn. Avol anachnu chatanu. I mean, that we could do. Like, be real. We don't have to hide. We don't have to hide. Be real. None of us are perfect. Okay, fine. I've tried to improve. I've tried to grow. It hasn't worked before. Maybe it's because I haven't really deeply admitted that I've done wrong. Maybe it's because I always create rationalizations and all different... Let's be real. We all have. Because it's hard to admit we've done wrong. But because of that, I can't actually grow. The first step of actual growth, and Hashem will give us all the tar in the world and give us all the chizik to help us, is just actually admitting I've done wrong. I shouldn't have looked at that. Not, oh, because I needed this out and one time and I'm not going to do it again. No, I was wrong. I should have learned more. I should have learned more over this past Shabbos. Whatever it is. Admit it. Just admit it. Don't worry about all the other steps. Aval anachnu chatanu. You know where Aval anachnu chatanu will bring you? Aval anachnu chatanu is Gematria 222. Exactly Berach. It will bring you Bracha. You'll see, Bez Hashem. But we say, what do we say? As we read very recently. So I'll show you a taich. You know, Pashat Pshat is famous words in Parshas Nisavim, HaMitzvah Zos, which many says is referring to Tshuva. Machlokes Ramban Rashi, Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom, Lo Niflesi Mechav, Lo Rechoiki. There's another way to read these words, right? It's not far off, it's not a wonderment, it's not hidden, it's not in Shemayim. Sometimes we say Lo, to say no, is Niflesi. It's like Mamish hidden in a wonderment. V'lo, and to say no, is Rechoiki, is very very, very far. Very, very far. You know what we have to realize? To really end up saying no, lo, fashamayim. We need siyat deshmai. We need abal latar misayin also. We need mitaris chanavichim shashmayim. So what's our avoida? Lemor. The Kalavereva Shlita from Williamsburg, he says, you know what lemor is? Ritzoneinu. Ritzoneinu, what's the lashon? Ritzoneinu liros es malkeinu. Rashi tevos. Ritzoneinu liros malkeinu. You know what? I just want. I just want. You know what it is when I say I admit I did wrong? It might not be the steps where I know how I'm going to improve and what I'm going to do to improve, but that saying I want to improve because I know I've done wrong. Yom Kippur is Gematria 362. Reitzani. I want. I want to do more. But how do you show you want to do more? First and foremost, and this is what Rav Shlomo Chardan is teaching us, admit you did wrong. Just know you did wrong. And that Kashbarach will take us to incredible places. But we're willing to admit. In all the, you know those areas that we've been working on for so long without success? Really just admit, I'm wrong. Balatar misayin oso. We see this also by Moshe Rabbeinu's response to when he comes down. I saw this from Moshe Mordechai Epstein from Slobodka, but the emphasis is the Beferish Ramban. The Moshe Rabbeinu comes down And he sees what's going on. Pasuk says in Perek Lamed Beis, and he sees so you test. Vayihi kasher kara velamachane veyaras eagle umecholos vayicher af Moshe vayashlech miyadav zaluchos vishaber zamtachasar. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down. He comes close, and he sees the eagle. And what else does he see? The word that seems like it's unnecessary. Umecholos. What's mecholos? And the dancing. And that's the last word before Vayichar af Moshe. Moshe was angry and he threw down the luchos and broke them. Moshe Mordechai Epstein says, in truth is the Ramban says it as well. Not here. He says the Ramban. It's over here. I had the Ramban. Ramban and Parshas Ekev, also when talking about the luchos. I'll read you the Ramban. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Hayavonchem gadol min so." I can't bear your sin. When couldn't I bear it? Ad ki ber osi eschem misachkin lufne egel lo yicholti los apik v'shabarti aluchos. It's not just that I saw the egel. I saw that you were dancing. Why? What was that part of it? Same as Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'chvod v'atzmo. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was willing to let the eagle go. If it wasn't that what? That we're Am Kshei Oref. And weren't going to admit that we did wrong. What's a simon if we're mamish dancing around it? It means I don't even know there's anything wrong about it. I'm completely rationalized this act. That it's simcha. It's great. It's awesome. It's amazing. I'm never going to see any flaw in it. I can't admit I'm doing wrong. Moshe Rabbeinu says there's no hope here. He breaks the luchos. You know, the Berditcher is famous for saying, I know Rav Weinberger quoted this when he spoke on YU a couple weeks ago. The Berditcher says that by Yidden, you know, even if a Yid does an Avera, but you never see him make a Suda in a party after the Avera. We might do an Avera, we fall into Avera, but we're broken afterwards. It's not a Simchadik act, because part of us doesn't ever want to be doing the Avera. It's always B'shoigig on some level. That's generally true. But when the Klal Yisrael did Chayin Egel and there were Mechoyles, they were dancing, that wasn't true. The Berditcher, it wasn't true there. That's why they still wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael there. Specifically for that reason. Most important, first and foremost, is just to know I've done wrong. To know I've done wrong. Vidoy. And be emes. And be emes with ourselves. To come clean. To come clean. You know, by the parish of Egla Rufa at the end of Shoiftim, so we know that, right? We all know the parish of Egla Rufa, where the tzaddikim, the rabbanim, they have to go and do this whole entire procedure when, if lo aleinu, if there's a person who makes mitzvah and a person dies and they said they should have been malavah him, they should have escorted him, they didn't take care, so they go and they have to take an eagle and they have to break its neck and they have to ask for kapara, right? And say that it wasn't our fault. They have to do all this avodah. But the halach is, if you know what happened to the guy, I mean, he got killed, you know it was a murder, they don't have to do any of this. Why? You think even more so. Then vada, they're at fault. He was murdered. You weren't malavim. Because if they know he was murdered, they know naturally we've done wrong and they're going to do what they need to do to bring tikkun. It's when they don't know what happened to him, you can start convincing yourself, we didn't do so wrong. He probably was ill, he was sick, he was going to die on his own. It wasn't because we didn't escort him, we start to play games. That's when you need to go and take a chrayas for what you've done wrong. And that's each and every one of us. It's so easy to rationalize. We don't want to feel that we're doing anything wrong. But that's when we don't grow. And that's when we don't come close to Hashem. And that's when Hashem says, I don't want to impart on you. I'll give you all the leeway in the world. All my people mess up. You're my children. You guys will all see one day, b'shatoiv, in the right time when you're a father. Children are going to mess up. But as long as they take responsibility, and they say they're sorry, and they want to grow from it, you love them even more. But when they don't want to take responsibility, and they don't admit, that's when your heart's broken. Because you know there's no way they're going to grow and no way they're going to be the same person. You know, it's very easy. We live in a dar We live in a generation where, especially in our Yiddishkeit, and there's a reason, but it's important for the most part. You know, there's a lot of tremendous emphasis on simcha and on ava and on positive. And the Slonim Rebbe is derech of, instead of sor me'ra va'aseh tov, sor me'ra al-yideh sh'aseh tov, like meaning the ikar is just do more good, and hopefully that by definition, by just throwing yourself into more Torah and mitzvahs and simcha dik Yiddishkeit, that will cleanse you itself, and the ra will just fall by the wayside. And by the way, there is a lot of emes to that. It's an important derech for our dar, because atzfus is a terrible thing. Sadness brings us to nowhere good. And often when we're tough on ourselves and we examine ourselves, it will bring us to that, and ultimately we'll come crashing down, we'll be destructive. But sometimes that derech is somewhat flawed, because it allows us to be above the world and not actually take a chrais, and not actually grow in the areas that we need to grow in. And we have to somehow, each and every one of us, even those of us that have connected to that world, and the world of for no better terminology, feel-good Yiddishkeit, but in a positive way I'm saying that. There's also, we have to synthesize with that, taking a chrayus for our actions, and real serious growth. And saying, chatasi, I've done wrong. Chatasi, I've done wrong. Not to be afraid to say that. To be big enough to say, chatasi. Aval anachnu chatanu. That's the ikar. But that's it. Don't worry about everything else. Sometimes we don't go there, not because I'm afraid it's going to bring me down, because I'm afraid I'm not going to do anything about it. But if I really mean that, that's the ikar vidoy. And then, umi mitaras chamevichu mishashamayim. You'll see. But if you really mean it, that will be the greatest evidence. Then suddenly I could walk away. Because suddenly it makes a roshim of me that I can't do this anymore. I'm a different person. In every single way. And Hashem will help us. In Rabbi Kiva, he quotes two psukim in that final Mishnah Yuma. One of the psukim is Mikvah Yisrael Hashem. Hashem is our mikvah. But one of the psukim is Vizarakta Echemayim Torah. So such a beautiful Torah. Vizarakta Echemayim Torah. What's Vizarakti? To be throwing, to throw this mind. One is you go into the mikvah and become pure. The other pasuk, Hashem throws water and purifies ourselves by throwing water at us. Why? You know, imagine you're a parent and you have a child and you want to give a child a little toy to play with. So if the child's mom is right next to you, you could hand him the toy and the child will play with the toy. But let's say the child's far away. You're not close and you want to give the toy to the child. You go and throw the child the toy. And the child will also get the toy. So the times in life where we really do go through all the steps of tshuva. Aleph, aleph. Chatasi, avisi, pishati, nechamti, boishti, kabal asid, and mamish, I purified myself, and I'm like right there next to Hashem, mikveh Yisrael Hashem. But if we're not there yet, and we haven't done that, aval anachnu chatanu, at least admit that if you've done wrong, Hashem said, that's all I want for you. I don't want you to be amkshei ayis anymore. All I want for you is just admit. Be real, be true, I want you to be honest, be emes. Be emistic people. If you do that, I'll throw it to you. I know you might be still distant because still the blemishes are there. You haven't been attacking it fully yet. I'll throw you the water. You're going to see. You're going to move on. How many times in life, let's be real, if we look back and we're honest with ourselves, so sometimes there are things we need to work on that mamish take a lot of avoida, a lot of work, and very hard, and we had to put in all different types of mechanisms and all different types of eitzas, and mamish, we worked on it for... And mamish, we worked and we did it. And sometimes, like, all that led nowhere. And then suddenly, just one day, I woke up and I was fired. I'm not doing it again. And boom, never again. Aval anachnu chatanu. That's the tshuva of these days. But that has to be very real. That has to be a real emistic aval anachnu chatanu. Chatasi, chatasi, evishtu chatasi. That's ikra shalvido. No more stubbornness. And don't think that we've done that before and lemaisa, L'maisa, we've done that before, and it's just for now. It's just for Aseres Mitzvot. I'm not eating pas palter. I'm going to eat it afterwards. It's just, it's a joke. It's a trick. These are... You'll see, we'll be more. We'll be better. We're going to grow. We're going to be different people. And it works. It happens. It happens. I was reading earlier. I just want to finish with a story. This new book came out. I don't know if anybody ever got it. It's for Pesach Krohn, Stories and Torahs for the Yom Narayim. Just flipping through it over in the afternoon on Rosh Hashanah. And he wrote down a very short story from Rav Volbi. When I see a story from Rav Volbi, it's very special because it brings me back to the days in the Mir. You know, I had this chus to hear shmuzim from Rav Volbi in person. Moms, you learn Ali Shur. Chaver learns Ali Shur, I'm sure. At this chus, when I was learning in the mirror, so every other Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Volbi would come and give him Musar Shmuz in the base medrash. A lot of times there were pieces of Ali Shur, but that was good for me because I still, to today, I'm not so great in Yiddish. He gave it in Yiddish. But when it was pieces that I've learned, so I was able to follow fully, it was amazing just to hear from Rav Volbi, you know. So he writes as follows. Rav Volbi, the renowned Mashgiach, a Musar leader, gave a shmuz a few weeks after the 1967 Six-Day War, in which he spoke about the Pintaliyid, the spark of Amunah that lies deep within the heart of every Jew. He related that during the war, an Israeli Navy ship was targeted by an Egyptian warship. The Israeli ship was sinking, and all the sailors' lives were in danger. Even the non-religious sailors were shouting Shema Yisrael as they feared impending death. They looked into the depth of their hearts as they called out to Hashem in their moment of dire need. A bacher requested permission to ask a question. His query startled the assembled. Those sailors who were spared from death, who found Hashem in their moment of terror, did they put on tefillin the next morning? Imagine the question. Even Rav Volbi was taken aback by the audacious question. He paused for a moment and answered with a wise insight that's remembered by all who heard it. You experienced Yom Kippur. You were a changed person. You were serious and introspective. At the end of the Ilah, you shouted Hashem Hu Elokim 7 times. But what happened the next day? How did you act in Davin on the 11th of Tishrei? Were you the same as you were the day before? Say the same for Rosh Hashanah. We had big tefillos in Rosh Hashanah, every one of us. How was our ma'ariv tonight? When we were hungry and wanted to get to eat a little something. How was our ma'ariv tonight? How was that, Shimon Esrei? The next day, how was it? So Rav Volbi says, maybe you weren't. But it doesn't mean that your Yom Kippur was not genuine. It simply means that in life you have to connect experiences and grow from them. That is a challenge and that is a test. Rav Volbi saying something very deep. Don't be concerned with the future. Don't be concerned with what's going to happen for the rest of the year. This is real. Who we are these days, these very precious days, are very real. To come clean these days are very real. Will we fall back? Hopefully not. But that alone is very real. It's not to say we don't have to do and that's a test to try to make it stick. But this alone is emes. This alone is MS. That's who we really are. You know, MS it is. How many times do we blow shofar all together in all these days? Because the blowing of the shofar is what wakes us up, Chevra. How many times do we blow shofar? So there's different minhagim during Elul. But many of the chassidim, they don't just blow tashrat. They blow tashat, tarat, tashrat. Meaning 10 blows every day. Right? 10 blows every day. It's tkiya shvarim, tkiya, tkiya, true tkiya, tkiya shvarim, true tkiya. So if you have 10 blows a day, how many days do you blow shofar in Elul? Anyone know? Now we don't blow on Shabbos. And we don't blow on Erev Hashanah. So we blew on 24 days. So what's 24 times 10? It's not hard math. 240.
How many blows did we have us Ashkenazim? Sephardim is a little different. Cheshbon, but us Ashkenazim. How many times did we blow on the first day of Rosh Hashanah? How many blows? Name of the Sisra, 100 blows. So now we're up to 340. How many blows do we blow second day of Rosh Hashanah? 100 blows, 440. And Mirtz Hashem, we're going to blow a big Tekiyah Gadol that's going to bring Mashiach this year. So we'll have one more blow, 441. So we have 441 blows. What's 441? MS. MS. All the blows is to wake us up to be MS. Just to be true. To be true means I admit to what I've done wrong. To be true means Avo Anachnu Chatanu. To be MS. To be MS during these days. And when we're MS and we're not stubborn, we don't rationalize and don't hide behind ourselves. Umi Metares Chamevicham Sheshmayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring us. We'll see. Rav Volbi was telling Emes that even if not, it's chashev and it's real and it's genuine. But if it's very real, you'll see Hashem's going to give us all the kayach, that this is going to be the year where we put it all together. And all that we want, and all that we know we could be, and all the tshuva that we want to do, as long as we just say, Aval anachnu chatanu. Mirat Hashem will be zoicha to grow, to improve, and to have a year of simcha, year of bracha, year of chayim, year of geula, year of yeshua for each and every one of you. And for all of Klal Yisrael.